Do you feel Slovenia? Two foreigners, one location. Five questions. Radio SI finds out how well foreign visitors know Slovenia. The Radio SI Quiz Show. Do you feel Slovenia?
Welcome to Slovenia. Welcome to Piran. Today we have a couple here from Slovakia. Okay, both of you from Slovakia.
Yes.
Enjoying the sun, the people.
Yes. Thank you.
Is this your first time here?
Yes, first time.
Yes. Okay. And your names are?
Tony.
And Sylvia. Why did you choose to come to Slovenia?
Because I think it's a safe country today. And thinking about where to go or where it is safe because of coronavirus.
But there is also sea
and mountains.
Yes,
it's nice country.
Yes.
Are you staying in Piran or traveling?
We are accommodated in Portoroz, okay. So we are travel across the
around
coast.
The sea. But not mountains this year because
we want to relax on.
And how is the sea?
Great. Yes.
Yes, it's very nice and clear.
Yes.
And hot.
Yeah.
Very good.
So
this
five questions.
Yeah. And you both get, each of you gets one sound. You get to pick one. If you know the answer, if you want to guess, just ring the bell or make the sound.
Question number one.
Okay, starting off with something easy. The coastal region does not border Italy, Croatia, or Hungary. Which of the countries does the coastal area here in Slovenia not border with? Which country is not on the border here in the coastal region? Italy, Croatia, or Hungary?
Hungary?
Yes, of course, yes. Hungary does not border this region.
Question number two.
Piran is the birthplace of Giuseppe Tartini. Have you heard of this person?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's that person.
Right there.
We have the monument here in the square in Piran. And he was a famous composer and musician. He was born in Piran. And he played A, the piano, B, the violin, or C, the accordion. So the piano, the violin,
you're
or
looking
the
at the statue.
Accordion.
That's a good idea.
You can see from
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Violin?
Yes.
Yes, correct. 2 points.
Question number three.
Have you heard of Anna Monaro?
No? Not, yeah.
Okay, so she was a Pyrenees woman who in 1934 made news around the globe, including the British The Times. What for? So what did she make the news for? Having given birth to 40 children, light emanating from her breasts, or being the tallest woman in the world?
So she was famous in 1934. What do you think?
You want to guess?
You understand the options?
Yes, but,
yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes. So B. The light?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's really weird.
Believe it or not.
True.
Interesting, yeah?
Yeah.
I did not know that myself.
Question number four.
On average, how many young people in Slovenia still live with their parents at age 29? So 29-year-olds. How many 29-year-olds in Slovenia still live with their parents? Less than 15%? Most of them? Or around a half of them?
It's our age, so...
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. What do you think? 15%? Most of them or half of them? Those age 29.
See?
Half?
That's correct.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
2-2.
2-2. Okay. The next question will decide the winner.
The tiebreaker.
Which renewable source of energy is most used in Slovenia? So renewable. Sun, water, or wood?
B. Water?
No. No. Oh. So
from she's eliminated one option.
The sun or the wood?
Wood?
Yes.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
You are the winner.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Came in second place. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
To remember this quiz, you will get a prize.
And it's a goodies bag from the tourist office here in Piran, which is thematically kind of linked to the 250th anniversary of the Jazz of Giuseppe Tartini, mm-hmm. who is that guy right there. And I think you also have concerts like happening these nights.
Do visitors know Slovenia? The Do You Feel Slovenia Quiz Show. Every Tuesday at 8:35 a.m. and every Thursday afternoon on Radio SI. Do You Feel Slovenia?